This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. What we are all going to be able to do economically as the pandemic fades, we hope, into the rearview mirror may well hinge on how or whether some kind of proof or certification that you have been vaccinated is going to be required. Passports is, of course, the buzzword, and it is getting very political very quickly. They could, in theory, be required to travel or to get into big public events or even go back into your workplace. New York already has something called the Excelsior Pass. Meanwhile, the governors of Florida and Texas have issued executive orders limiting vaccine passports use, and legislatures elsewhere are considering not letting employers require vaccinations. So, from the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Getting people on board with vaccination at work is a win-win, says Dr. Scott Ratson, who heads a vaccine literacy initiative at City University of New York. Employers want to get back to business as safely as possible, and
the best thing we could get to is 80% plus of the population being vaccinated, and employers are amongst the most trusted sources of information.
Public enthusiasm for vaccination in the U.S. has increased over time, but there's a slice of the population that's resistant, says Liz Hamill with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
There are a couple of groups that stand out for having a higher share of people saying they're definitely not going to get the vaccine. That's been Republicans and white evangelical Christians.
About 3 in 10 Republicans say they won't get vaccinated, and their opinion may influence state policies. Lowell Pearson is a managing partner at the law firm Hush Blackwell, which has been tracking states' employer vaccination policies.
There will probably be a handful of states that do enact no vaccine for employers piece of legislation, but I don't think we'll see it widespread.
Nearly half of state legislatures considered such a ban, but Pearson says they'll likely move forward in only about 10 heavily Republican states. So far, few employers have announced plans to mandate vaccination, but that may be because vaccines haven't been widely available in most places, says Jill Chapman with HR services firm Insperity.
I know that these conversations are being had up and down the chain across the country, but again, it's a tightrope, right?
She says organizations are looking at multiple ways to incentivize vaccination, like bonuses or time off. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.